Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The head of UN peacekeeping operations has said he believes some Israeli firing on UN positions in southern Lebanon has been direct after two incidents in which UN personnel were wounded. However, Jean-Pierre Lacroix said the UNIFIL force would remain in place.
Peacekeepers have been carrying out a number of activities, particularly with the aim of protecting the population. And they continue to be there also to provide the Security Council and the international community impartial and neutral reporting as they are mandated. It is important to keep the position manned. Abandoning the position would mean they would probably be occupied very soon by others, and we don't want that.
Meanwhile, Gaza's civil defense agency says at least 30 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli strikes on Jabalia, where Israel is conducting a new offensive against Hamas. The Israeli military hasn't commented. The charity MSF says the bombardment is turning neighborhoods into uninhabitable ruins. The director of the Al Adwa Hospital in Jabalia, Mohamed Salha, told the BBC Israeli forces weren't letting supplies in to force residents out of the region.
I feel that they want to put these people in the north in Gaza under pressure, no food, no medication, no medical supplies, no healthy water, no fuel. So the people is pressure on these people to move, to go to the south, to implement the general plans.
Israel has said its offensive is aimed at preventing Hamas from regrouping there. The US aircraft manufacturer Boeing has announced it's cutting 17,000 jobs, about 10% of its workforce, as it deals with a month-long strike. The chief executive, Kelly Ortberg, said the workforce would have to shrink to align with the company's financial reality. More than 30,000 Boeing workers on the US West Coast are striking for higher pay. Peter Bowes says Boeing has had a difficult year.
We've known for some time they were facing huge problems. Workers have rejected a 25% pay offer. They've asked for 40%, Boeing saying that the union has made non-negotiable demands far in excess of what can be accepted. And the strike has already shut down production of some of its major planes. Even before the strike, the company had been struggling to recover from that mid-flight incident when a panel blew off. A brand new Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet was forced to make an emergency landing.
The United States is expanding its sanctions against Iran in response to a large Iranian missile attack on Israel last week. It's designated measures against dozens of Iranian firms, including against a fleet of ships trading Iranian oil. The White House said the restrictions would further stifle Iran's ability to fund its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. You're listening to World News from the BBC. As people in Florida begin returning to assess their homes and businesses after Hurricane Milton swept across the state on Thursday, the US President Joe Biden says the storm caused an estimated $50 billion worth of damage. At the White House, he promised full federal assistance and said he'll ask Congress for more money.
We're going to be going to the Congress. We're going to need a lot of help. We're going to need a lot more money. As we identify specifically how much is needed. So I'm just telling everybody now, I don't want to hear that this is going to be the end of it.
Milton killed at least 16 people and more than 2 million premises remain without power. Meanwhile, scientists say global warming caused Hurricane Milton to wreak more havoc on Florida than it would have done without climate change. Researchers from Imperial College in London say the level of property destruction was about twice what it would have been without global warming. Separately, a team from World Weather Attribution said rising global temperatures meant Milton dumped at least a fifth more rain on Florida and battered it with 10% stronger winds. Bosnia's top court has ordered the suspension of a proposed school history curriculum, which critics said glorified convicted war criminals, including the Bosnian Serb leaders Radovan Karadzic and Ratko Mladic. The curriculum was devised in the mainly Serb region, the Republika Srpska, but judges at the Constitutional Court said its implementation could cause irreversible harmful consequences, including further ethnic segregation and division. Spain's Supreme Court has upheld a fine of over $1,100 imposed on a man who turned up naked at a police station. It confirmed he had committed an offence of disobedience, having refused repeated requests by officers to cover up and despite having clothes in his rucksack. The man had gone to the police station in Valencia to file a complaint against another person. Spain has no national rules against public nudity. BBC News.